Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fake Me. And thank you for joining us as always on Wisconsin, fight on her fame, fight fellows, fight, 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 we'll win this game. Well, I'm not a singer. I guess that's why I hum in church. But after I went on a four-letter tirade that would have made the late, great George Carlin blush, I promised my Badger friend to lead off this podcast with that stupid school song if the Badgers rallied to cover. Down 25 at one point to Indiana, down 17 at halftime, the Badgers got it done, and I kept my promise, and I apologize for having to put you through that. But we move on. Okay, so we hit our play of the day for the second consecutive day. We go 4-3 on college basketball for the second consecutive day. We lose in the NHL and the NBA for the second consecutive day. Yeah, it was deja vu for us. College basketball year to date, though, we feel pretty good. We're 108-87. We have a losing day overall on the podcast, but anytime you're within one swing game of profit, I feel okay. If that's our bad days, I'll take that, because we know we have some big swing days out there in the making. So let's lead off the podcast today in the National Football League, where we're on the Vikings -3 against the Steelers. So you got to shop around to avoid the heavy juice on this one. We did find the -110 on the Vikings, and that's where we're going to go. The Vikings are 5-7 straight up, 6-6 against the spread. Last time out, they lost to Detroit by 2. Steelers, meanwhile, 6-5-1 straight up, 5-7 against the spread. Last time out, they beat Baltimore by 1. So Detroit has played well against both teams, going 1-1-1. They lost to Minnesota by 2, beat Minnesota by 2, and tied Pittsburgh. Yeah, so both teams are going to analyze a lot of Lions film this week. Minnesota has lost 7 games this year by a total of 28 points. I feel bad for Mike Zimmer. The Vikings do get 3 starters back on D this week, but they're still going to be without Thielen, and likely Cook won't play. Regardless, though, I think they're quickly going to erase the embarrassment of last week's loss to Detroit. I love the purple tonight, -3 at home over the Steelers. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we're going to play St. Louis, -1.5 over Detroit at a +135. So the Blues are 8-3-1 at home. Last time out, they beat Florida 3-2. The Red Wings, 4-7-1 on the road. Last time out, they lost to Nashville 5-2. Injuries, protocols will be a factor tonight, but the Blues have won 5 straight at home. I think they're going to make it #6 tonight. We're on the Blues, -1.5 at a +135. Next up, we go to the Association, where it's going to be the Lakers and the Grizzlies under the 222.5. So the Grizzlies have gone under in 3 straight. Last time out, they lost 104-96 to Dallas. Over the last 6 games, the Grizz have given up an average of only 92.5 points. So they're playing some good defense. The Lakers have gone under in 2 of their last 3, including the 117-102 win over Boston last time out. I'll take the Lakers and the Grizz under the 222.5 tonight in the NBA. Next up, we got a college basketball where it's a small, small card tonight. There's not a lot of games for us to choose from. So I don't know if I feel good about the play of the day, but we're going to play it. It is Texas -2 at Seton Hall. So the Big 12 and Big East battle between 6-1 teams here. Texas lacks the marquee win, and you're going to hear about that quite frequently, but they are winning by an average of 27 points. Their lone loss was on the road at Gonzaga. Seton Hall has the big win at Michigan, plus they have a win over Cal. Their lone loss was by 3 to Ohio State. The storyline for me tonight, though, is the performance of preseason National Player of the Year candidate Marcus Carr. He is disappointed statistically so far this season. Carr transferred to Texas after a couple seasons at Minnesota, but Chris Beard is making Carr a better all-around player, and I think we will see his growth tonight on the big stage. So I like Texas on the road, -2 over Seton Hall. Next up, it is Iowa State +4.5 over Iowa. So cue the Rodney Dangerfield clip. I don't get no respect. Yeah, that's Iowa State. What do these guys need to do? They were a 5.5-point dog at Creighton, 1-6. They were an 11.5-point dog against Memphis, 1-19. They were a 9-point dog to Xavier and 1-12. Yes, Iowa's a good team. They're coming off back-to-back losses to Illinois and Purdue. I'd rather be playing them off of a win, but I'm getting 4.5 at home in Ames. This is a rivalry game. Iowa State has always been the little brother in the state, and now you are disrespecting them by making Iowa the favorite when you're 8-0. Yeah, give me the Cyclones tonight, plus the 4.5 over the Hawkeyes. Next up, we go to Rutgers, plus 12 over Purdue. Oh, I don't know if I like this one. Purdue is 8-0 and ranked number one for a reason. They have wins over North Carolina, Villanova, Florida State, and Iowa. They are 6-2 against the spread. Rutgers, meanwhile, is 4-4 with losses to Lafayette, DePaul, UMass, and they're coming off a 35-point pounding at Illinois. Only positive I could find on the resume? Yeah, they have a 10-point win over Clemson. Rutgers is 1-7 against the spread, but nothing is easy. Easier to get up for than playing the number one team in the country. Rutgers message boards are all fired up, talking about the near misses in the past against number one overall teams. This is the first true road game of the season for Purdue, so I'm going to take Rutgers plus the 12 over the Boilermakers. Next up, it is Hampton plus 4 at William & Mary. It's a small card tonight. That's the only reason why this one makes the list. The teams are 3-15 combined so far after Hampton shocked the world with a 1-point win over Norfolk State. Hampton lost at South Florida by only 6 this year. William & Mary was once favored by 17.5 over Howard and lost by 6. They were favored by 2 over American and lost by 12. So in summary, the Pirates of Hampton are getting 4 against a winless team. I know it's on the road, but I'm going to take Hampton plus the 4 at William & Mary. Next up, it is Fordham, minus 6.5 over Long Island. So the LIU Sharks are 1-6 so far this season with their lone win against Delaware State. They have covered 4 straight against the number, with the last 3 losses being by 2, 8, and 9. Fordham is 6-4 coming off a 14-point loss at St. John's. 2 nice underdog wins so far on the resume for them. They beat Rice and Akron. I think the Rams win this one tonight by double digits, so I'm going to lay the 6.5 on Fordham over Long Island. Next up, we're going to play Denver, plus 12.5 at New Mexico. Well, we had to play this game. We like playing both of these teams. Denver has covered 5 straight, 4 straight on the road. They lost by 1 at Air Force, 11 at Utah Valley, 13 at Wyoming, and 13 at Texas State. So this game is right in that range. They play hard, and they'll make a game of it for the new coaching staff. New Mexico was going to be a fade play no matter what, coming off of back-to-back games against in-state rival New Mexico State. They split the games. We cashed on both tickets, though, since they were the underdog. But I would expect the intensity level will have a significant drop-off tonight. So I like the Pioneers of Denver, plus the 12.5 at New Mexico. Then the final game on the card, it is Gonzaga, minus 31 over Merrimack. So, okay, boys, UCLA Duke hangover is over. Losing to Alabama and having Tarleton keep you within 9 was embarrassing. On the positive note, we get this line about 10 points cheaper than we should. So I'm going to take the Zags, minus 31 tonight. So there's your card for a Thursday. Let's recap it real quick. In the National Football League, we like the Vikings, minus 3 over the Steelers. In the NHL, we're on St. Louis, minus 1.5 over Detroit at a plus 135. In the NBA, we like the Lakers and the Grizzlies under the 222.5. In college basketball, our play of the day is Texas, minus 2 against Seton Hall. Then we also like Iowa State, plus the 4.5 over Iowa. Give them some respect. We like Rutgers, plus 12 against number 1 Purdue. We like Hampton, plus 4 against William & Mary. We like Fordham, minus the 6.5 against Long Island. We like Denver, plus the 12.5 at New Mexico. And we like the Zags of Gonzaga, minus 31 over Merrimack. So that's your card for Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.